Hi, this is Steve Marvel, and this is the Crucial Survival Podcast. I am in the bathroom because, by all accounts, that is where the best acute sticks are. So do feel free to leave in the comments whether or not these are, in fact, the best acoustics. I've no idea. It sounds a bit echoey to me. Anyway, I'd like to talk about wild food today. This weekend, I went for a walk with Maxine, my beautiful partner, who will be listening. And we took the dog for a walk in the woods. And I noticed that in mid-Devon in the UK, there was a great deal of plants already going to seed. That's actually quite early for a few things. However, I did notice that such as dandelions aren't actually out yet. And that sort of reminds me of the progression of wild food throughout the year and the importance of learning those wild foods that cover the year. And so the bulb plants like wild garlic are quite early in the season. But obviously fruits and nuts that you find on trees are come autumn time. Believe it or not, there aren't good pickings in the summer. Summer is that midway between the plant being like, hey, I'm going to grow and I'm really all about flowers. And now it turns from all my nutrition is not going this way. It's now going to go into my fruit or whatever it might be. And there's no fruit, but there's no goodness in the plant bits itself. And it's like, okay, so what do we do? So in summer, what are the plants? Stick something in the comments. I'll talk about that in future episodes about wild food, of which there will be many. So if you've not subscribed, and many of you have not, you should be liking the Facebook page. And if this is on YouTube, it's probably not. I'm just going pure podcast at the moment. Let's see what's going on there in summer. Equally, winter, bit of a bastard in terms of food, obviously. It's a sort of season, if you have a survival situation, it's a right arseache because of the temperature. If you think about the priorities, the temperature is horrific. Rescue is difficult. All of those things are really working against you. Yeah, probably you'd be able to find some water, much like you would in any other part of the year. And if it's snowing, happy days. We've still got to get a nice dry wood. It's just difficult. If you've ever done one of my courses, which hopefully all of the people who've been my courses are now listening. If you've done one of my courses, you will know that winter, especially when we do courses at like minus 10, it's special. That really does sort the, well, you would have said men from the boys, but we don't say that anymore. Obviously, it's from the people who really want it, from the people who are about it. And so, yeah, this is why we do. I'm not trying to advertise myself right now. I'll do that another day. But yeah, this is why I've advised that you do one course in the year. You experience the wild food, you experience the conditions, you know, all sorts. Nobody needs to light a fire overnight in summer. But you know what? At minus 10, you need a fire, and you need it all the way through the night. And if you can't have a fire that goes through the night, then you're going to have to wake up and tend it. Or if you've got a group, pardon me, if you've got a group, then holy Moses, you better be up in shifts. If it's that cold, really, because like 3 o'clock in the morning is where it's coldest, you really will have to stay up with a fire, quite honestly, and sleep at sort of at dusk and in the afternoon. You'll find rescue doesn't operate, certainly after the first chapter, so much at night. I'll tell you about a search and rescue I did for a friend of mine another day. But yeah, we don't really search at night so much. But first thing in the morning, that's when it all kicks off. That's where you need to be prepared. So if you're going to, yeah, stay up as in the night and keep yourself warm, sleep in the afternoon, and yeah, that's my wafflings for the day in my excellent acoustics bathroom. Yeah, so what do you want to hear about? What do you want to talk about? Let me know. Facebook group, Crucial Survive Pack, all training. Send me a message, Steve Marvel, 2 L's. You'll find that on Facebook, on the page. Just send the page message. I'll find it. Tell me what you want to know about. As I've said, I'm going to start doing these 10 minutes. And it will be concentrated. It'll be like 10 minutes on something specific. It was just a bit of a musing one today, and quite honestly, I'm actually sneakily trying to find good acoustics whilst simultaneously trying out a new piece of software which does some editing on my phone. So I shall bid you farewell. Keep surviving, and I will speak to you soon.